AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For hundreds of thousands of people, many in Florida, today is another day without electricity. Hurricane Ian's destruction is the reason. Flooding is still a problem in many areas. The number of storm-related deaths has risen in recent days because of the dangers posed by cleaning up and as search and rescue crews comb through some of the hardest-hit areas of Florida. A lot of Loretta Lynn's life is in her music.
Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Her family says the country music superstar died at her home in Tennessee. She was 90. Lynn wrote fearlessly about sex and love, cheating husbands, divorce, and birth control. In a 2010 interview with the AP, Loretta Lynn said,
I don't think I inspired anybody. I hope I have, but I ain't no different than anybody.
Lynn's biggest hits came in the 60s and 70s, including Coal Miner's Daughter. Flight attendants will get more rest under a new FAA rule. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Airlines will be required to give attendants at least 10 hours off between shifts, one more than they get now.
One that is going to improve aviation safety.
Acting FAA Chief Billy Nolen says the change took way too long. Congress told the agency 4 years ago to boost the rest requirement. Flight Attendants Union President Sarah Nelson says the Trump administration tried to kill it, but crews will finally get the rest they deserve and need.
This feels really good.
Airlines have up to 90 days to comply. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trading in shares of Twitter have been stopped. The stock spiked on reports Elon Musk would go ahead with his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter after months of legal battles. Ukraine is considering restarting Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian troops, to ensure its safety. This is AP News. Ukraine is set to join Spain and Portugal in a bid to host the 2030 World Cup.
A person familiar with the project has told the AP Ukraine's being added to the Spain-Portugal application. The revitalized bid, which has been in the works for more than 3 years, is scheduled to be announced on Wednesday at UEFA headquarters in Switzerland. Ukraine's Soccer Federation president, Andriy Pavelko, has confirmed he will go to Switzerland for the announcement, but has declined to confirm details of the project. The European bid is expected to face a South American candidacy, with co-hosts Argentina, Chile, Paraguay and Uruguay. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Paris will not broadcast World Cup matches on giant screens in public fan zones amid concerns over rights violations of migrant workers and the environmental impact of the tournament in Qatar. Other French cities will do the same. France is going in as the defending World Cup champion. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.